Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The Bills go to 10-4 within one game of New England, beating the Patriots in Foxborough 35-31. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Football Monday on WGR. Pleased to be joined by Eric Wood, who's with us now via the West Her Hotline. So, Eric, how was the ride yesterday in the booth? Did it go from that hostility? I even heard you mention it. The fact that the fans are almost all over you, you know, with the window open in that booth in Foxborough, to whatever it turned into by the end.
Oh, yeah. We had the confident Patriots fans around us, that's for sure. I remember we had might have been the Palmer offside. There was a penalty, and, you know, they're turning around looking at the booth, you know, pointing back it up and all that. You know, they have some fun with us, but ultimately, if we really wanted to, we could have had our fun with them at the end. But it seemed like they were so disheartened by the end of it that nothing really needed to be said. The Bills that are talking for us out there.
So much so that by the end of when you guys were signing off and you guys are wrapping it up, getting ready to throw it to Mike and myself, I could hear Bills fans in the background singing the shout song. I felt like maybe they made their way near your broadcast location to celebrate or something as Patriots fans left the building. I don't know, I could hear Bills fans singing in the background as you guys were signing off.
Yeah, there was a good amount of Bills fans there. Generally, that's not a destination, especially late in the year for Bills fans. Most transplants from Buffalo aren't going to go to that area to live. Generally, they're going to go south or, you know, maybe not all the way south of Florida, but Charlotte area. Right. We see a big contingent that lives down there. So they're not going to necessarily go there. And then you get a late season game in Foxborough. And if people are looking to get out of town, they're probably not looking for even colder weather than you get in Buffalo most of the time. But there was a good amount of Bills fans there yesterday, and we had a few around us. And, you know, for me, like, if I bought season tickets, and maybe they price them accordingly, but the people that are about 5 feet in front of us have to listen to us projecting an away broadcast right into the back of their heads. And just as a fan, that would be the last thing I wanted.
Yep.
Was someone, you know, essentially cheering on their team or breaking down the game in a fashion that's not generally going to be favorable for me, right in the back of my head. Maybe those seats are priced accordingly.
Yeah. Maybe they get a break on them is what you're suggesting, because you're in the crossfire there. Yeah, I don't really even like to be on Twitter during games, Eric. because it's just it's too noisy. I like to I don't want to go with I want to be in a bubble, but I like to just sort of take it in and not overreact to every little thing that's happening. Yeah, I would not enjoy the opposing broadcast. Like, there's a moment yesterday where I think after maybe I don't know which touchdown it was, but I know I read reference to the color commentator on the Patriots broadcast, you know, yelling something about, like, it's over, you know, five straight AFC East, the path goes back through New England, or words to that effect.
Smart.
I'm watching the Bills get rolled. I would not be enjoying hearing that, like, you know, after I paid my money to sit in that seat.
No, no doubt about it. And so, yeah, there's a lot of receipts being kept from things that were said on social media, people similar to Zolak during the game, their color commentator, who they were extremely confident. I mean, Boston sports fans in general, and maybe rightfully so, have an arrogance about them, and they were brought down to earth yesterday, and there was a lot of people walking back from some hard takes made midway through the first half or at halftime or even prior to the game with, oh my gosh, how are the Bills favorites in this one? This doesn't make any sense. Well, it made sense in the end.
Well, let's start at the beginning, though, when New England runs up a 21-0 lead. Cincinnati and New England both took fourth quarter leads or leads into the fourth quarter, maybe even double digits both times against the Bills. Is this not going to burn them? Like, is there something about how they're starting games? Yesterday, you had a drop. You had that Palmer penalty I think you already mentioned. Little things, a sack or two, and then you're down 21-0. Eric, how can the Bills bring themselves to start better?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's got to happen. I was listening to you guys doing postgame on my way to the airport, and I agree with your guys' takes that, especially Mike was hammering this home, that this isn't a world, especially when you're not going to get a first-round bye likely. You're likely going to be on the road for multiple home game or multiple playoff games if you advance past the first. That's not a world you can or want to live in. And so it's about how do you start faster in these games. And, you know, yesterday was little things. If, you know, that call's overturned, they go three on the catch, non-catch, that booty head down the sideline. You know, if that's overturned, then they go three and out to start.
Right.
I love the opening play call by Joe Brady. He gets one-on-one coverage on Brandon Cooks. He's running away from the defender. That puts the Bills right down near the red zone where they went 5 for 5 in meaningful time in the red zone yesterday. And, you know, it could have looked a lot different, but it didn't. And, I mean, you take solace from the fact that, you know, three times this year, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and New England, we showed incredible resilience. There's merit in the fact that you get down in games, you don't blink, as Josh Allen would say, because you've proven to yourself you can come back in those situations. But it's certainly not a world you want to live in. And, you know, I just think this defense is still continuing to kind of find out who they are with all the injuries and new pieces that we have on defense this year and kind of piecing that together. And, you know, the second half, especially against the Patriots, we got very multiple on defense with coverages, with different looks. I mean, the game sealing play, Bosa and Rousseau dropped from their DN spots. We rushed four on the interior to try and push some push in the pocket. It completely clouds the mesh concept that they're trying to run across the middle, and it works. And maybe it's getting to some of the more variable looks defensively early, and then obviously it's about execution on offense. And, you know, for them, it's leaning into play action. And you got to have those plays by Cooks, and you can't jump off sides on 3rd and 5 because right now, without, you know, superstar talent on the outside at receiver, it just doesn't seem like we have a ton of room for error. Where, yes, I mean, we've seen plenty in 3rd and longs where Josh Allen makes a play with his legs or he has the play that Dawson Knox. Those can happen for sure. It's just not a world you want to live in, and you're not going to have a high success rate doing it.
You know, there's been enough said here. I don't know that all fans have heard this, but I know I heard Steve and Chris talking about it on One Bills Live earlier this afternoon, Eric, and Sod alluded to, I think, last night, too, that at halftime, you know, it's one of these things that, of course, you get the result, right? The game turned, the Bills took it over and won. You know, if they don't come all the way back, maybe we never hear what the tenor of halftime commentary from the coach or any other personnel was. But I've heard that McDermott was very calm, very measured, as opposed to, you know, throwing garbage cans. And I don't know if that's in his you know, in his arsenal at halftime of a game where his team is underperforming. But I thought it was notable that reportedly his response to that first half was, that's not who we are. We're better than that. But calm, measured, and that comes from knowing your team maybe as well as he should know. I mean, I know it's different every year, but just curious for your thoughts on his approach at halftime.
Yeah, I think Sean does a great job and his staff does a great job where, yes, there's going to be halftime adjustments. A lot of what you're getting at halftime is what you're going to start that next series running. It's not going to be like an opening script where you've rehearsed it all week or the days leading up to the game. But, hey, here's the plays we're going to look to get to coming out of the half. Maybe this is our first short yardage play, our first third medium, third long, just so you can kind of wrap your head around what's coming offensively on the game plan. Defensively, hey, here's a couple looks that we've seen in the first half. Get ready for these. But also, they do a great job of throughout the game grinding on the sideline to get those looks communicated. And it sounds very simple, and it sounds like everyone should. Not all staffs were as good as that staff that I was a part of in 2017 at communicating all those things throughout the game. And I know that sounds elementary, but it's not the case on every single staff. Some staffs are like, hey, you know, we have our game plan. Let's stick to it. Let's run it. I think their staff, especially on the defensive side of the ball, has done a great job of saying, okay, well, this isn't working. What are we getting to here? To where Cincinnati, towards the end of the game, we look like a Todd Bowles defense, feast or famine, every single play. Here we go. Let's send the dogs because we can't get a stop. And that's not generally a Sean McDermott philosophy, but he's willing to bend in those moments. But to your point, they asked James Cook after the game what was said, and James doesn't give super long answers anyways, but he said, I put my headphones on and, you know, listened to a little music and got the script, and we went out for the second half. So, it's a workmanlike approach with this group to where they're trying not to get too high, trying to not to get too low. But, yeah, they brought it in. And so we were talking during the broadcast about if the Bills had enough energy from the start. And I truly do feel like the times where the Bills have been, people have critiqued them about either coming out flat, not enough energy. I almost think it's almost an urgency, like, oh, gosh, now we have to have it. Maybe Josh does a little bit more. Maybe they break the huddle and get to the line a little bit quicker. And, you know, I think when you talk about starting faster, maybe there's a certain amount of urgency. Maybe there's some different tempos offensively you can get into. And maybe there's just a little bit more aggression defensively with your play calling that you can get to try and prevent some of these hot starts that teams are getting against you.
With Eric Wood, coach staying calm, running back putting on his beats, just, you know, thinking ahead. Patriots guys, I believe the technical term is hooting and hollering at halftime with a 24-7 lead. Looks like one team is used to winning and one isn't. It just seems a little cliche, but right, Eric?
I mean, they showed Travis Scott on the screen. He was sitting with Robert Kraft, and they were playing. I'm assuming it's one of his songs as they were playing. I guess that's a song they were playing as they were showing him on the screen, and that's when Diggs and Hollins had to be held back by coaches, and they're taunting the Bills sideline. And this isn't a critique of Mac Hollins, but maybe if we saw some of that type of positive energy from Diggs, especially towards the later part of his tenure with the Bills, maybe he would have been here a little bit longer. But all that being said, part of the reason he's not in Buffalo anymore is a lack of production towards the end of the season. Going into the game yesterday, over the last six games, he averaged 46 yards a game, and he had 20-something yesterday, so seems to be a trend that's staying consistent.
That stuff has a shelf life. I'm sure you'd agree. So the spread was one. It's a 35-31 game. Allen showed how you can win the MVP. May even showed like the guy like that could win the MVP. What's different now from 24 or 48 hours ago for you, Eric, in this? I mean, the Bills kept their chances alive, at least, by winning, you know, to win the AFC East. Do you have any sort of different take on how good New England is, for one thing, or just sort of what the playoffs might look like now that you've seen this game?
Yeah, well, I mean, observationally on Drake May yesterday, I thought it looked incredible in the first half, but I thought he played a little bit tight in the second half. Now, whether that's play calling, coaching, or his style, I felt like he wasn't pulling the trigger very quickly, and you know, without looking at the all 22, maybe it's tight coverage on the back end from the Bills where he didn't want to put the ball in harm's way and the coverage was too good. But I felt like he was not playing with the same kind of looseness that he played with in the first half. Once, you know, Bills get the opening kickoff, they score. It's now a 10-point game, and just seemed like he got a little bit tight out there in the second half of the game. We'll see how that translates into postseason football, but he didn't seem to necessarily come alive in the second half like someone who would maybe inspire confidence, you know, in the postseason for a long run. But,
okay,
you know, to me, not a ton changes on my opinion of the Bills other than, you know, they just defensively continue to find they need to just continue to find answers and hopefully get healthier. Benford back, Bernard back. Maybe you get Ed Oliver back. Bosa's wrist hopefully continues to heal. And you piece it together. But, you know, your secondary's playing great right now. And if you can get some impact from your defensive line, you know, I think that's a unit that can get you by. And then I'll say this, you know, the special teams for the Patriots, everyone said coming into the game, that's something we have to really worry about. And we did an awesome job bottling up Marcus Jones, who's got a couple touchdowns on the season, most dangerous punt return in the league. We won the field position battle, and Ray Davis puts us in the positive side of the field three times yesterday, which is a major factor in the game.
Yeah, and with a new wrinkle there, right? Instead of Ty Johnson and Ray Davis back there, it's Ray Davis and Reggie Gilliam. I believe I read that on the return to open the second half that Davis popped, Alec Anderson maybe was in that spot. So that's pretty unique. I'm not studying every team's kick returns to know how common it is. I just know that it was thought going into the year just because of the way the teams kicking the ball might handle it, that you'd want to have two guys back there just in case, you know, they're more directional and target.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Targeted, but the Bills changed it up, and it seemed like certainly the evidence supports that it worked.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I would say it definitely worked. And I would love to have, I don't know how many secrets he'll reveal or would reveal, but I would love to see a film breakdown session of Tabor and these new kickoffs and kickoff returns, just because it's so new. Teams are trying different things. Some teams seem to have figured it out better than others. Obviously, at the beginning of the season, field position was not our friend, and it hasn't been for a lot of the season, but these last kind of five or six games, Ray Davis has been a weapon in the kick return game. And I don't know, it's just, it'd be interesting to hear from his perspective what they're doing different, because they're not going to reveal any secrets publicly right now. They'll just say, hey, Ray Davis is back there making plays, and guys are doing a great job executing the scheme.
This is where we need you then to come to find out.
Well, the problem is I never was on a kick return unit. And
okay.
You know, That'd be like me trying to say, you know, back when I played safety, you know, whatever.
Somebody could tell you, though, is what I meant. Somebody, maybe you could get somebody to tell you. I'd have less of a chance at that. Have you been, I mean, the Bills also won in Pittsburgh prior to this game, but even like sort of before that, have you been into the sort of the home and road splits with them? I almost never do. I think this is a good question for you as a former player, just how your preparation might be different. I mean, we talk about this, we get to sort of like snap counts and timing and the edge rushers, and maybe when you go to Houston, it's a lot different than playing them at home might be for a team like that. But a lot of these tough days or worse this year have been on the road. Better lately, and maybe there's some explanation. I tend to think it's mostly random.
I think there's some randomness to it. I would say, you know, a team like Houston's going to be harder to face on the road than maybe a team without the same pass rush that they have. With those guys jumping, generally they're going to get off about the same time as the tackles because everyone's just kind of going off the movement of the snap when it's a silent count. Now, we know if we're going to try and trick them or not, but generally we're all getting off at about the same time as opposed to at home. Josh Allen could try and use the hard count against a big-time edge rusher. So I would say that, and, you know, it's harder to communicate your checks maybe against more exotic looks when you're playing on the road, and it's harder to communicate verbally. Our defensive splits on the road, our third down defense is like night and day, home and away. We're so much better on the road this season, so you'd say, okay, do we do better? Now, I'm not trying to get Bills Mafia to quiet down at home because they're making it tough on the other team's offenses, but it just seems like, you know, I don't know if that's a communication thing, but our third down defense on the road has been exceptional this year, and it's been awful at home.
How about Kansas City, Eric, being out? It's official now. Mahomes torn ACL. Do you think big changes happen there? Any thoughts on what they do about this incredibly off season for them?
Yeah, it's interesting because it's, I don't know that it's a teardown ever when you have Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. It's just going to be kind of a reload. But Chris Jones is aging. Travis Kelce seems to be on his last legs. And, a lot of things that could be said about, Bills playmakers on the outside. You could say similar things about their weapons on the outside and all that. And so it'll be interesting. I heard, someone was saying yesterday that Tom Brady in his ninth year missed the playoffs to a torn ACL. I'm like, that was, if I remember correctly, that was a lot earlier in the season.
Week one.
So that's a week one ACL as opposed to missing the playoffs with you at quarterback and then tearing your ACL. But, and I know it impacted the end of the game yesterday, but they were turning into a long shot to make the postseason anyways. But no, it's interesting. I mean, it's hard to sustain success in this league right now. And having this conversation yesterday, I know that, there's not that many, there's not a ton of games on the schedule each year where the guys in your division that are playing the easier schedule, there's not a ton of those games. But when you consistently play the top teams in the division each year, when you're winning the division, it's harder and harder with the later draft picks and a paid quarterback and all that. It's harder to sustain success. And then I would say this year, when you look at the bottom feeders in the division, some of these teams like New England have got to play. They've gotten to play the Giants this year. They've gotten to play the Browns this year, which we will as well.
The Raiders are the other one, and they lost.
Yes. But, yes, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
That was week one. And so
Tennessee.
So they get those teams this year, which they're exceptionally bad this year. But it's been a heck of a run for Kansas City. And I was having a conversation with my boy Bobby Greco yesterday, and he was asking if the 90s players, if they pop some champagne, knowing that
four straight Super Bowls, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be a while before anyone ever threatens that again.
Right. Eric, we covered your lack of familiarity with certain things regarding special teams earlier. Do you know any kickers? Sean McDermott talks every week, usually while you're on with us, and he revealed just a little while ago, according to Arcel Capaccio, that Matt Prater is going to be out for this week with a quad injury. So they are going to need another kicker. Tyler Bass has had surgery, so they're going to be, I would imagine, bringing people in as soon as right now, because they're going to need a different kicker, at least for Sunday, if not even beyond that.
No, I don't know of one offhand, but I trust Brandon Bean and them to try and find us one. But man, that's bad luck. You don't see a ton of kicker injuries. We have one on IR now. We're losing another one for a game. We're on our third punter now. It's been a lot of turnover with the punters and kickers this year.
Badgley might be available. Was it the Rams? Somebody, the Colts. Colts dumped him. The Rams had a guy too. They moved on from Cardi. So there are a couple.
Well,
names
yeah,
for
and
you.
At this point of the season, you're looking for someone with proven experience. You're not looking for the next hot young leg.
Sure.
Maybe you have some potential here. This is, you know, right the ship until Prater hopefully can come back, or someone we've seen hopefully kicks in the postseason, but at least has a proven track record in the league.
All right, put me down as guessing Badgley or Cardi. Eric, thanks for your time. We'll talk again next Monday.
Okay, sounds good. You guys have a great week.
All right, you too. There's Eric Wood on the Western Hotline. His appearances on WGR brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com.
Niners had a guy they moved on from for Pinheiro. As long as you don't have any follow-up questions, we can leave it at that. Bills in the kicker market again.
Is the guy that missed the ball last week of that, or is he still where he was?
Was that Youngway Koo?
Youngway Koo, I believe.
Did the Giants?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't either.
Yeah. Not that that's someone I want to seek out, but it's just a, you know, it's a kicker that comes to mind, top of mind, because he had that big gaffe last week.
Can't be too choosy right now.
No.
Like Eric said. 803-0550, Football Monday. The Sabres fired GM Kevin Adams today. There'll be a press conference tomorrow morning at 10:30. Jarmo Kekäläinen, who was in the front office starting this season, is taking over. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.